in the same kind of in the same realm of that not being able to think of words.
On the other hand, you know, I thought.
Okay, so Big Fatty has retired. Auntie Vera has retired. I have retired.
Well, Auntie Vera's just retired from podcasting, as far as I know.
Yeah, but I think he also retired from voiceover.
Fuck him! Yeah, fuck him, you asshole.
Oh, really?
Fuck you, too.
I thought that's what I heard. Maybe I'm wrong.
What happened?
I don't know.
Because I thought I heard that he was done. But anyway, my point is, you are going to be reaching the age of 60 in 5.5 months or 5 months, right?
Yep.
When will you be retiring, or are you already retired?
Never this word, but that was when I ruled the world.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
In the same kind of in the same realm of that not being able to think of words.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2792, I say chew, of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 9th of October, 2018, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day and voice letters. Hello, sunsetters. Big Fatty, we knew it would eventually happen to you. You're just a sunsetter. You just drift off and walk away at sunset. Nobody knows when. No, not that. Not, no. Oh. Well, that's very different. It is. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say, Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're sunsetters today because y'all, the weather rat, y'all, by the way, the weather rat is going he's getting ready to go out of control again because y'all, the hurricane, Michael is down there, and y'all is going to be coming ashore down there in near the Flo Rida, and the rat. Oh, we're going to have increased we're first alert weather rat days on Wednesday and Thursday. So y'all, we'll just get some rain and maybe some breeze. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like what happens when you TT and go to the Mexican restaurant at the same time. Yeah. I guess so. But anyway, your sunsetters today, because y'all, he said that well, I guess it was yesterday, Monday, that sunset here in Charleston would be before 7 p.m. in the evening, 6:59 p.m. So y'all, the days, they are getting shorter. And y'all, let's see, how about a month? One, two, three, for about a month away from falling back. Oh, Big Fatty, you've fallen and you can't get up. No, the time. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, yes, Big Fatty, the happy music, it's true. Y'all, by the way, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but Alex Lefebvre did that for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Sunday night, let's see what I recorded the little show, and I had my supper and went for my evening nipple walk. And y'all, it's, you know, I told you there were 67 houses decorated for the Halloweeny, and y'all, it's just some people. I'm going to tell you something. Some of these people, they have pulled out all the stops. Y'all, I think there's a There's a home here that has a homosexual couple. I'm not 100% sure, but if I'm basing this on the way they've decorated for the Halloween, and y'all, it's just over the top. Over the top! And anyway, but y'all, it was kind of interesting to walk around at night and see all the lights and everything. It was, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, when I took my nipple walk on Monday, y'all, I think more people have put stuff up already. So I'll give you an update on that beginning of next week. But anyway, y'all, I watched some programs I had recorded on the TV machine. And y'all, then about 9:15 p.m. in the evening, went over there to the Pride 48. And old Crooked Hat and me and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee Probst. Y'all, as promised, we were over there, and y'all, we were the only ones there. And y'all, we did our very first episode of Survivors Ready. And y'all, we've got a www already, and it's survivorsreadypodcast.com. And old Crooked Hat, he has already posted the little show, but y'all, he posted it under the But First podcast feed, because we don't have a podcast feed yet for Survivors Ready. Y'all, if you enjoy the Survivor at all, go over there and take a listen. We are going to have a little contest on there, but I'm not going to give the details of that. You'll have to just go listen. Yes, Big Betty. And if any of you would like to join old Crooked Hat and I as a co-host sometime, just let me know, and we'll get y'all scheduled in. Yes, Big Betty. And then y'all went to bed after that, and I had a little bit of trouble falling asleep, but y'all, I think that's kind of become the new normal. When I did go to sleep, slept like a baby. Yes, because you need to wash those sheets. They're becoming vulgar and crusty. Oh, vulgar and crusty. Isn't that the old comedy routine that the old gal and Myron used to do? Noah, I think that was just the old gal and her alter ego, Vulgar and Crusty. Yes, Big Fatty. Because really, neither of those names really apply to Myron. But anyway, y'all, I woke up Monday morning to the sound of a textimonium, and y'all, it was from Durwood, and he says, "Oh, Big Fatty, Big Fatty is." Is very, very important on the face space today. And I'm like, well, I'm not even on the face space. Y'all, come to find out. Do you remember that Stephen Scotland? You know, he used to be Stephen the Uck. But y'all, he moved to Edinburgh or somewhere up around there. And y'all, he was the creator of the BFO app many, many years ago. And y'all, he had posted something on the FaceSpace about, well, I've done something that I haven't done in many years. I'm listening to this, and it was a picture of the BFO. Big Fatty. Well, that's a one day thing. He'll be back probably 2025, but I'll be gone by then. Oh, that's right, Big Fatty. Never mind. Anyway, y'all, it was kind of nice. It was kind of nice. Yes, Big Fatty, a new listener. That takes you up to what, 8 now, something like that. And after I got up and had my coffee, y'all, I fixed some country ham. Big Fatty, it is not spelled C. It is not spelled C-U-N-T. And some scrambled eggs. And y'all, then I went for my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was It was clouding over, so I didn't have the direct sun on me, and there was a breeze blowing, so I didn't get too crusty and vulgar, or Big Fatty Vulgar and Crusty, get it right. So came back and took my shirt, and y'all, then I was off. I was off to the Sam's Club. Y'all went to the Sam's Club. I wanted to get my Halloweeny candy. And y'all, I had noticed the last time I was there that they had the little Rice Krispie marshmallow treats in just an inch and a half by an inch and a half squares individually wrapped. I think there were like 80 of them, and you know, it had Halloweeny wrappings on it and everything. 80 of them in a bag, and I think it was like $8 or something like that. And, y'all, they had these big bags of like 450 pieces for $23, and I said, "Well, I don't really need 450 pieces. I guess I could have given." And y'all, it was stuff. You know, it was like, "Oh, you get the Hershey bar and the Reese's cup and the." And the Twix bar and the Jolly Rancher. So that means that you got 300 Jolly Ranchers and 150 of the rest of them. So y'all, I got three bags of these Rice Krispie treats, and y'all, I think I'm looking forward to that. That's 240 pieces of Halloween goodies that I'll be handing out. And y'all, now it's done. And y'all, I think it's going to be something that not everybody's going to have. No, Big Fatty, it's not like the good old days where they got that black and orange candy or the bazooka bubblegum. No, that's true. But, y'all, by the way, you know, Brian, I'll say this, Brian in Boston, y'all, he posted over on the 20, earlier that y'all, he and Jaime have gotten married, and y'all, evidently it took place a while back, and I'm just now learning of this. Yes, Big Fatty, and, congratulations to them. I don't think Mr. Cackle knew about it either, but anyway, but Big Fatty, they unsubscribe, so they'll never hear this. That's true. Brian and Danbury, that's what I was trying to say. Y'all, he made some chocolate pies yesterday, and he asked me, he says, "Now, Big Fatty don't know what the proper topping is for a chocolate pie." And I said, "Well, real whipped cream, nothing out of an aerosol can." And he goes, oh, Big Fatty, my grandmother would be crushed to hear you did not say meringue." I said, "Well, you know, my mother makes a chocolate pie with meringue on it, and she also makes a chocolate pie and puts real whipped cream, you know, whip it up and put it on top. Big Fatty, better whip it up than whip it out." I said, "Well, Brian, you ought to make one with meringue and one with real whipped cream." And y'all, he did it. He did it. And y'all, I said, "Well, you've got to let us know what the verdict was." And y'all, he says that he remains Team Meringue. However, the Flop Foe and Danbury Jr., they like the real whipped cream chocolate pie better. So y'all, it's you know, it's chocolate pie. Even a vile, a vulgar and crusty. And by the way, Brian and Danbury, I hope you made those with a pastry crust and not with a graham cracker crust, because a chocolate pie needs a pastry crust. Big Fatty! And anyway, y'all, I went to the Sam's Club, and so I got my Rice Krispie treats, and y'all, I got me another rotisserie chicken, and y'all, they had the packages of the pineapple spears. I got that. Y'all, I got me some beef steaks. I'm going to cook them on the grill. Big Fatty, I guess you'll have the butt lava later tonight. Well, I may. y'all, and poor Stephen Scotland, y'all, the episode he listens to was entitled Butt Lava, and he downloaded it anyway. Big Fatty! But anyway, What was I saying? Oh, and what else did I get? Y'all, they had a carving. They had what they call a boneless carving ham. And y'all, it was only like $10. I think it was like $2.88 a pound or something like that. And y'all, it looked delicious. And I decided, well, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and get that, and I'm gonna just chop it all up and make me some good ham solid. Cause y'all, that other ham that I got at the Von's East this past week, y'all, it was already sliced and boneless. Y'all, I've just picked at it and eaten it. I never turned it into the ham solid. So I never got my ham solid. But anyway, what else did I get when I was there? Oh, y'all, and they had, I picked up a couple of crema presents, y'all, for my brothers. Y'all, they had these sets of these three sets, or it was a set of three pairs of, like, work gloves, or should I say gloves, and y'all, when you put them on the top of your hand, there's a magnetic piece, so, like, if you're working and you're dealing with, like, screws or something like that, and, you know, those kind of things are hard to pick up off the ground, you can just turn it over, and the magnet will pick up the whatever was metal that you may have dropped or whatever. And I thought, well, you know, that's kind of novel. And y'all, they were, I think they were only like $17 for the set of three. So I got each of my brothers one of those. So I started my crema shopping. And what else did I get? It seems like there was something else that I got, but maybe that was it. But anyway, y'all, I spent the required $100. You know, they don't let you out of the Sam's Club unless you spend $100. But y'all, I'm telling you, if you go to the Sam's Club and you're not using the app, you're crazy. You're just crazy, because y'all, it is the best thing ever. So consider using that next time you're at the Sam's Club. And y'all, I said I was gonna play some voice letters, but y'all, instead, I think, Big Fatty, can we open my card? Yes, we're gonna open your card.
This is so exciting, and it's from the Robs, and I just can't believe that they've sent me a cat. Oh, baby, look, it's kitties!
It is a card that's got kitties, six different kitties on the front of it. Some of them have got, and y'all have got, it's got glitter. They've got little macks on and little crowns and witches' hats and everything. Oh, Big Fatty, it's just lovely. And it says, just wanted to personally wish you a happy Halloween. Hi, Poodle, hi. Just wanted to wish you a happy Halloween. Make sure Big Fatty buys you Halloween candies when it goes on sale November the 1st. Hugs, Robin, Rob. Oh, Big Fatty, we're going to go over here and look at the candies. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I don't think I'll be able to wrestle that card away from Poodle. No, Big Fatty, I'm going to just touch it until later on. So we'll put a picture of that up later on. But y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. And y'all, maybe tomorrow I'll get around to doing some more voice letters. Ready? Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer and Arthur from over there. And Archer, what did you think about today's little show?
In the same realm of that, not being able to think of words.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. It's kind of like yesterday when you couldn't think of indigenous.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.